Hello and welcome to the Underwater Sunshine Podcast. I am, as always, your host, Adam Duritz, and I'm here with...
James Campion.
The one and only.
Pow! I nailed it.
Welcome back.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I'm excited about this show. I'm excited about this show,
Adam. I am too. We were talking about Pharrell Williams and the Neptunes because we played that Rex and Effect song, Rex and Effect, Rump Shaker, and... It made me really think about how much I've appreciated the work of the Neptunes. You know, later it was just, you know, everyone knew him as Pharrell Williams, but he's also a member of a kind of a production collective called the Neptunes. And I wanted to play a bunch of stuff by him because I think it's really interesting and groundbreaking work in hip-hop and pop music, and I just really wanted to get into some of that stuff today.
And it's a great way to look behind the curtain because, and what we do here in Underwater Sunshine, and since everybody knows Pharrell from Happy, you know, a massive hit that's been played a billion times at every kind of format, one of the first pop songs that my daughter knew and played incessantly around the house when she was like 5 or 6 years old. But this is an artist, a true artist, who can add so much to so many great artists that you know, but you don't know he's behind them. And also in his own right with the Neptunes and as a solo artist. He does a fantastic job with rhythms and backing tracks as a producer, as a person who adds melody and structure to songs. And I have learned so much knowing about Pharrell through Adam, but also it's going to be great to share so much of what he does here today and to get to listen to all the different ways that he lends his art to other artists.
You know, we talk a lot about songwriting and a lot about performing. We don't talk as much about production. I think we're going to do a show today completely devoted to the art of production, specifically the art of production as done by the Neptunes.
Yes, so, a songwriter who also produces and adds and serves the song well because he knows how to make songs and how to make artists be there at their best, which is what you've told me many times is what a producer really should do.
Let's get right into it. The first thing I really remember, you know, in the years after that, 5, 6, 7 years, he's producing stuff with a couple friends as the Neptunes. The first thing I really remember him doing that like really stuck out to me was he does some stuff on Jay-Z's record, Dynasty Rock La Familia. Specifically, he does this incredible song, I Just Want to Love You, which is sort of inspired by Rick James. Well, definitely, the chorus is inspired by Rick James, Give It to Me. And it's just an outrageously good song. And it was huge, and it was a real change for Jay-Z as well, because this you really start to hear that sort of Neptune style. This is outrageously great to me. This is one of my favorite hip-hop songs of all time. Jay-Z with the Neptunes, I Just Want to Love You.
Let's go. Ho. Uh-huh. Ho. You are not ready. Unstoppable. Dynasty. Young over.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Ho.
I just want you to know.
Ho.
Gonna
let you know.
It ain't where I've been.
It ain't where I've been.
But where I'm about to go.
Top of the world.
Young over. Now I just want to love you.
Just want to love
but
you.
But be who I am.
I know you love me.
And with all this cash.
More money, more problems.
You'll forget your man. Now give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I fuck him, will I diss him. That's what they be yelling, I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I replace them, huh? Drunk on Chris, mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, high singing on key. And I wish I never met her. It gets better, ordered another round. It's about to go down. Got 6 model chicks, 6 bottles of Chris, 4 Belvederes, got weed everywhere. What do you say, me, you and your Chloe glasses? Uh-huh. Go somewhere private where we can discuss fashion. Like Prada blouse, Gucci bra, okay. Filth Mark jeans, take that off.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Save the narrative, you saving it for marriage. Let's keep it real, man, you saving it for carriage. You wanna see how far I'ma go, how much I'ma spend, but you already know. Zip zero, stingy with De Niro. Might buy you crisp, but that about it. Might light your wrist, but that about it. Fuck it, I might wipe you and buy you nice whips. Mom, but you really gotta ride nice dick. Know how to work your hips and your head's priceless. Professional of the hove and I never let you down. Get you bling like the Neptune sound. Okay, hot hole, too hot to hold. Ladies love me long time like Tupac soul. Only way to roll, jiggering two ladies, too cold. Motorola, two-way page.
Come on, give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
So give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know. It ain't where I've been, but where I'm about to go. Now I just want to love you, but be who I am. And with all this cash, you'll forget your man.
Same song, I'm back, been around the world, bro. Manson girls that dance with girls from Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in LA, bubbling in Dublin. Can't deny me.
Why would you want to?
You need me.
Why don't you try me?
Baby, you want to? Believe me.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Give it to me.
Yeah, the backbone of that song is the Give It To Me, Rick James, because he sings, give me that sweet, the funk, the funky stuff. It changes it a bit on each go-round. But I just love the backbeat of that. It just drives that all the way. Who's singing there?
That's Pharrell.
Oh, wow.
He's doing the vocal on that, which is nice. Really cool. It's a great vocal.
It is.
I just want to love
you. Yeah.
Kills me, man. But the thing that really kills me is that drum groove. It's just so original. Yeah. The groove that starts the song, it's just such an original beat. It's not rushing anything.
Nope.
But it's just so funky. And he starts getting really good at that. He wrote some of my favorite beats after that in the next few years. The one he did for Nelly like a year later on his second album, Nellyville, is Hot In Here, which is... just a spectacular. He did two that year that I really loved. Hot In Here by Nelly and also Grindin' by Clips. Both those songs just blew my mind with how funky they were. I used to listen to Hot In Here before going on stage at night. Like, I'd finish up my vocal warm-up and I would just crank Hot In Here in the dressing room. And to give you a little peek into Counting Crows dressing room, here's Nelly and the Neptunes, who are everywhere.
Hot air, so hot in here, so hot air. We'll be right back.
ashtray. Click ain't time to spark it. Gucci collar for dollar, got out and walked it. I speak game, cause baby, I can't talk it.
Whoa,
sweating, it's hot up in this joint. Vocal, tank top on at this point. You with a winner, so baby, you can't lose. I got secrets, can't leave Cancun. So take it off like you're home alone. You know, dancing in front of the mirror while you're on the phone. Checking your reflection and telling your best friend,
like, girl,
I think my butt getting big.
It's getting hot in here.
Stuff going on there.
Yeah,
I mean, that, a lot.
That's a real signature of his for me, is like the groove underneath everything is always really original. He writes beats like Paul McCartney writes melodies, you know, like they're just it's so funky to sing over. That thing he's got going on with the kick drum and the hi-hat against each other, it's such a, I don't know what the word is, like a bountiful groove to swing in, you know, and they just kill it.
And it's unnervingly precise. I was noting, I said, do you think that's a drum machine? He said, nah, that could easily be him playing it.
Well, it could be. It could also just be a loop of it, too. And I'm sure that they sequence it to get it exactly where they want it.
Good point. Good point.
I love his work that way. He does one later on the year. There's a band called The Clips that they're done like a Pharrell and his friends like grew up down in Virginia Beach, the guys that are in the Neptunes, I think at least half of them did. And these guys are from the Bronx, the Clips, and they moved down to Virginia Beach, and someone introduces them to like Pharrell back in the early 90s, like 10 years earlier. And one of the first things he does is produce a record with them, and the single comes out, it doesn't get any attention, so the record gets shelved, the whole album gets shelved. And then, you know, 10 years later, he helps them get the first record contract with Elektra, I think, and then that's like in 90-something, mid-90s. And then in 2002, the same year as Hot in Here, they do their second album, Lord Willin', and he produces, or the Neptunes produce a song on that as well called Grindin'. And this song always really knocked me out because it's a whole different feel from Hot in Here. It's really, really empty. It's like the groove and a couple things. The drum groove and a couple things happening and the rappers. And it's really, like, there's just a lot of space. And I think it's pretty revolutionary. People start doing stuff like this after that. But this is the first place I heard someone do a track like this. And you'll see, because it's the same year, but how different it is from the Nelly track. Check out, this is Grindin' by The Clips. And again, it's the Neptunes producing it.
Yo. I go by the name of Pharrell from the Neptunes. And I just want to let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world is about to feel something that they never felt before. Come on.
ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard. I sell it whip on whip, it's off the hard. I'm the neighborhood pusher, call me subwoofer, cause I pump bass like that jack on or off the track. I'm heavy cuz, ball to your father, shoot the duck to the Fetty Gov. Sorry my love, but I'm seeing through these eyes. Benz convoys with the wagon on the side. Only big boys keep deuces on the ride. Gucci Chuck Taylor with the dragon on the side. Man, I make a buck while I scram. I'm trying to show y'all who the fuck I am. The Jews is flirting, be damned if I'm hurting. Legend in two games like I'm Pee Wee Kirkland. Platinum on the block with consistent hits. While Pharrell keep talking this music shit. I'm the baker's man. I bake them cakes as fast as I can. And you can tell by how my bread stack up. Then disguise it as rap so the feds back up. Watch it like my whip, like my chick topless. Doing a buck six with me in the cockpit. Grinding cousin, I got holes for a dozen. Even 11-5 if I see you keep it coming. In my weight, that's just as heavy as my name. So much dough I can't swear I won't change. Excuse me if my wealth got me full of myself. Cocky, something that I just can't help. Especially when them 20s is spinning like windmills. And the ice 32 below minus the wind chill. Filthy, the word that best defines me. I'm just grinding, man. Y'all never mind me. Better stay in line with. Whoa. You see a nigga like me shining. Grinding. Whoa. You know what I keep in the lining. Whoa. Niggas better stay in line with. Whoa. You see a nigga like me shining. My grind's about family, never been about fame. Them days I wasn't able, there was always Kane. 4.5 will get you in the game. Anything less is just a goddamn shame. Guess the way my watch got blue chips in the face. Glock with 2 tips, whoever gets in the way. Not to mention a hideaway that rests by the lake. Consider my raw demeanor, the icing on the cake. I'm grinding. Kane
like a cripple. Balance weight through the hood, kids call me Mr. Sniffles. Other hand on my nickel, plated whistle. One eye closed, I'll hit you. As if I was Slick Rick, my aim is still an issue. Lose your soul in whichever palm I'm holding. One'll leave you frozen, the other nodding, dozing. I'm grinding, Jack.
Better stay in line with. Whoa. You see a nigga like me shining.
Grinding.
Whoa. You know what I keep in the lining. Whoa. Niggas better stay in line with. Whoa. You see a nigga like me shining.
See, that's a really interesting song right there. It's so different. It's just a kick drum and whatever that like smashing sound is.
And the melody, that, the counter melody.
That little like, I don't know what that is.
I don't
but
know what it
like
is.
A little wood blocks.
Yeah.
Like a tuned wood blocks or something. But there's almost nothing on that track except the guys from the clips and the drums and maybe him singing Grinding.
Yeah.
If that's Pharrell singing, I don't know. It's a pretty interesting track, though. You know, it's really different, but again, it rests on a spectacular. The beat is out of this world.
It's,
you know?
Very ominous, very eerie. I like the echo on that little the counter melody there. Every once in a while, I would hear the Halloween theme in the back of my head. You know, and I love it. There's a driving. There's a great foundation of different beats there. not unlike the last song where we were saying all these different rhythms banging up against each other to create this wall of rhythm, kind of like Phil Spector's wall of sound, but these are just walls of,
yeah,
you know, percussion instruments. It's very reminiscent of Dr. Dre's work, and because I heard little hints of what Eminem did with Dr. Dre's stuff, you know, later on, like built it into the late 90s, into the early aughts. But which is where it sounds really aggressive, you know, like getting down to emotions kind of hip hop, which I like a lot. I like any of my music to have an edge to it, and that had an edge.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of interesting stuff then, too. Like, he's working with people you wouldn't expect to work with and making hip hop that works with. I want to play a few more songs by him that are all very different, and as he stretches himself out from just, you know, he could have spent his entire career just doing songs with Jay-Z, and they'd right. have been incredible, you know what I mean?
Right.
But he starts to branch out and do different things. Like, the next year, NSYNC takes a break, and Justin Timberlake makes a solo album, and it's pretty much entirely split between the Neptunes do half the tracks, and Timbaland does half the tracks. And I don't think it's what anybody expected from Justin Timberlake at that point at all. It's about as far from just like the pop of NSYNC as you could get, you know. And the first single on it is a song that Justin and Chad Hugo and Pharrell Williams wrote together called "Like I Love You," and it's again like a really fresh, interesting take on this. It's a like a Spanish guitar, like a flamenco sounding guitar against a beat. And it's really cool. It's a really original sound. And all of a sudden, Justin Timberlake, who's been, you know, considered this, you know, teen pop idol thing, forgettable in a lot of people's eyes in the mainstream. And he's doing a really interesting musical thing here. I remember, like, when this record came out, writing on the message boards, Counting Crows message boards, how much I thought this was a brilliant record, and just catching enormous amounts of shit from our... our fans who were just like, no, they were just like hated the fact that I liked it. But to me, it's like, again, a completely original sound in hip hop. He's changing it and doing all these different things. Well, just check out this song. It's just the...
Plus, you know what? It turns out that Justin Timberlake worshipped this kind of music.
Well, yeah,
he loved funk and soul, was very, very much influenced by 70s funk, and he loved Prince. He did that tribute to him at the Super Bowl this year. NSYNC has a little bit of the soul to it, but you could tell once he got away from that, he was finally doing something he wanted to do. We know that now.
Well,
now
the brilliant thing is going on that first album and working with Timbaland for half of it and the Neptunes. It's basically half and half. There's a couple other things on it, but it's basically a half and half split between Timbaland and the Neptunes.
It reminds me of that B.B. King album. Remember we played Carole King?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
played half, and then the other yeah. half was like Joe Walsh.
Joe
like,
Walsh,
different
yeah.
style of it, yeah.
Check this song out, because it's really... I mean, everybody out there's probably heard a lot, but when you think about it, in 2002 or 2003, whenever this is, the sound of this flamenco guitar against the beat, it just didn't sound like anything else, which is why I think, you know... It got his career off to a really good start. This is the first single off the record.
Yeah, and it also reminds me of like when Lauryn Hill left the Fugees, and she did like that beautiful song which had Santana play on it, Zion.
Well, she did a bunch. That whole album is brilliant.
Yeah, it's yeah. great.
But check out Justin Timberlake.
Just something about you. The way I'm looking at you, whatever. Keep looking at me. You're scared now. Right? Don't feel me, baby. It's just Justin. Feel good, right? Listen. I kinda noticed something one night in your colorful face. It's kinda weird to me since you're so fine. If it's up to me, your face will change. Remember,
sing this song.
the same thing. They say so and so is dating. Love you or they're hating. When it doesn't matter anyway, 'cause we're here tonight.
If you smile, then that should set the tone.
Just be limber, baby.
If you let go, the music should move your bones.
Baby, just remember.
Sing a song with me. Ain't nobody love it like I love it. You're a good girl and that's what makes me trust you.
Show in the mall, kids ask how the chain glow. Point to her, they say, wow, it's the same glow. Point to me, I say, yeah, it's the same dough. We the same type, you my air light. Yeah. You had me sleeping in the same bed, ain't night.
Go around with me, you deserving the best. Take a few shots, let it burn in your chest. We could ride down, pumping nerd in the deck. Funny how a few words turned into sex. Play number three, joint called brain. Ma took a hand, made me swerve in the lane. The name malicious, and I burn every track. Clips in J Timberlake, now how heavy is that?
Dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Hey!
It's kind of special, right? Yeah. You know, you think about it, sometimes people are just destined to do what they do. And that's what it is. Now everybody dance.
That is a spectacular combining of styles. You said it perfectly. We used to open it up. The flamenco guitar style and the hip-hop style. Then the soul style, it reminded me so much of what Stevie Wonder did with Boogie On Reggae Woman. Taking, just laying the reggae foundation in there, but really adding his funk and soul on top of it. And then the Stevie all over it. Even the way he's phrasing it there is so Stevie Wonder. And it is also reminiscent of much of what Elvis did with country, bluegrass, and rock and roll to create this thing. What the Beatles did with what they did to create their thing. What he was doing here on that song in particular is he's taking three or four disparate styles and he's slathering all Justin. He's creating Justin Timberlake, and he's also creating a new style in there and being helped by these wonderful artists who are giving him a foundation for that.
And he's doing it all, the entire thing basically, over this one weird guitar rhythm on a flamenco guitar and a drum track.
That's
but,
it.
He's just repeated it. He loops it. But he's using the guitar like a kick drum.
It builds.
But he's just playing it around in circles. He's using it like a kick drum. He's got this groove. He's made a beat out of a guitar track, a strummed guitar track, and then put it put some drums over it. But the sound of that acoustic guitar and a live drum track around it it's a brilliant piece of writing creation, not the lyrics or the music, but just that bit of the creation that he did, or they did. I don't know how to refer to the Neptunes or how much of it is Pharrell and how much of it is all of them, but it's a pretty brilliant track. Again, he's like, it's just a very original,
I agree,
composition and creation. And he keeps doing this. Later on in the same year, I don't know if people knew this was... I didn't know originally that this was the Neptunes. I always loved this song. And in this one, which is the Khalees song, Milkshake, they're doing it with this one of those big African single drums. I don't know what they call those. They're like a...
A timbale thing?
No, it's not a timbale. It's something else. It's called... What does it say here? A darbuka. It's one of the goblet drums. It's a darbuka and some of those like... clinkling the counter bells.
Oh yeah, 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 like the calypso, the dancers things.
Yeah, and this. The rap on that song is the Clips, the people from the previous song Grindin'.
Ah,
it's the Clips, and the Neptunes with Justin Timberlake, and later on in that year he's got this song with Khalees, which is an amazing song. But again, it's built on a couple weird instruments, and he just makes it a perfect groove that you can't stop like. Shaking to, you know, he's just creating a whole school of hip hop that works for pop, but it's completely original sounds and grooves.
Yeah, that's the original sounds part is key, because even though I was never anti-sampling, I was always very fascinated by sampling. I was amazed at how they can use it. I understand there's copyright issues with that and everybody originality kind of things. But what Pharrell's doing on these songs and what the Neptunes are doing and what you're getting from this is that excuse me, they're using actual rhythm instruments, not snippets from old Steely Dan or old James Brown or whatever songs and sticking them in and making grooves out of them. He's actually taking rhythm instruments that are used for this purpose and combining them together in very interesting ways to make it original.
Well, and sampling too. You know, there's definitely samples on some of the stuff. But he's just doing really interesting stuff from it with it. It's very, very creative. And that's why I wanted to kind of point out that, like, and one after another, these songs are massive hits. He's doing these really original stuff, but it's so much in the service of the song, which is like the kind of thing the Beatles did where they played things inside out. If you really listen to a lot of Beatles songs, the instrumentation on it is crazy. But all you hear is this perfect pop song. And one after the other here. I Just Want to Love You, Hot in Here, Grindin', Like I Love You. This one, this is a massive, massive song. But underneath it, and probably one of the reasons it works, is because he's not just, you know, this is not just sampling a hit. You're like you said,
it's not
just sampling
belt.
A hit somebody already did.
Right.
He's doing something, creating a completely original thing for each one of these songs. Check this one out. This is Milkshake by Khalees.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
I know you want it.
Love.
Wow, that's really good. That's really, really good. I mean, that doesn't even need vocals.
Yeah, and he's just doing it with this weird African drum, a pretty blaring, like, low-end synth, and occasionally that bell going, bing!
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's a true groove, a lay-down, backing track groove. Not a lot going on. And just like in the case of the Timberlake song, there's another example, and I know bring Prince up a lot because it's just he's so influential on all these artists and obviously something I listened to incessantly in the 80s and 90s, that dead-sounding, one of his biggest hits, Kiss, which everybody freaked out when we first heard it because it was just so dead, you know? And what is this? You know, and it was nothing else going on except for that very high-pitched falsetto of his and a little bit of an acoustic guitar, later a little bit of electric guitar. Here is a case where it just sounds like machines coming at you, stomping down the hallway. But it's just incessant, and it's just it's dead sounding. There's a lot of space in there, so she's able to dance up in there and do her little vocal thing. But in and of itself, the rhythm behind that is just driving that as its own song here.
Yeah, I mean, and he's able to do these things, you know, later on where he has the Daft Punk song with his song "Happy" with Blurred Lines, where he's got these big productions with lots of instruments and singers and thick production. But he's also a lot of his most groundbreaking and biggest hit stuff early on in the 2000s is with these increasingly sparse productions that are just a beat and a guitar, like on the Justin Timberlake, or on this one, a weird low synth line and a drum. And there's nothing else on there except the vocal and an occasional bling.
It's almost like he's searching out to find an instrument that would never be considered to work well with another instrument, and almost all of these instruments are acoustic instruments. You know, the African drum in the case of the acoustic guitar. I know he's got that giant synth as like the bass line of this, but for the most part, this sounds very organic.
A lot of these things work because the beat itself is so good and so original and so not just four on the floor or like a backbeat drum beat. He's just got, you know, a great rhythm all the way back to Hot in Here, or I Just Want to Love You with that. Hot in Here is the one with has the drum part and the cowbell, and it's just such a great beat on it. Or just the Nothing But the Kicks on Grinding. Go 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 go. You know, it's.
So as long as you have that rhythm, you could use different instruments to fill out the sounds in your head.
Well, yeah, and they're all such original beats. It's not the way we're used to hearing that kick drum played or that beat played. Like, it's very original work. But the funny thing is, while he's doing all this weird stuff, is these are massive, massive hits. You know, like, the biggest hits of their day, one after another. That he's got these really quirky, weird, if you think about it, truly weird production on.
Right, but that's where, when I first said you don't need the voice for that to be a really great, cool thing to enjoy and listen to. But I think what makes that a huge hit is that she's making it sexy, seductive. She's making it great for the dance floor. She's dancing on top of it. She's adding. I'm not dismissing what she's doing there at all.
No, she's great, but he's created an absolutely perfect setting for it.
Agreed.
There's a way that song could be boring and not particularly interesting.
Right.
Because there's not a lot to it, you know? And it could get really tiresome, but it doesn't. It's like we're with it the whole time. And yeah,
plus, he doesn't belabor it. These songs are like three and a half minutes, 4 minutes. They're not really long, 6-7 minute, are they? I mean,
well,
that didn't seem that long.
Grindin' is 4:25, the clip song. And Like I Love You, the Justin Timberlake one, is 4:44. It's almost 5 minutes
okay,
long.
Okay, yeah, that one's a little longer. Yeah, that song there didn't seem that
That's
long.
That's 3 minutes.
Like, wow.
That's short. Yeah, but I mean, like, even I Just Want to Love You and Hot in Here are both 3:48. You know, they're not. The Rump Shaker one was, well, that we listened to the other day was like 5 minutes and something. But that's not his song, I don't think, really.
Right.
But yeah. The next song is another huge hit. Again, another really sparse production. And the first thing that Snoop Dogg, who hasn't had a hit in about 10 years.
No, yeah, no.
Since Gin and Juice, I think.
Yeah.
It's been a little while, I think, for him. This is again, Pharrell Williams is on this, but also it's really sparse production. It's like there's a drum machine. There's some white noise.
I think Snoop works well like that, though.
Tongue clicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Drop It Like It's Hot.
Yeah, Drop It Again, Like It's Hot.
Pharrell.
Pimps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his ed. Killer with the B, I know killers in the street. With the steel to make you feel like chinchilla in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy shit. Trying to ask me shit. When my niggas feel your vest, they ain't gonna pass me shit. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you fuck a little skateboard B.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the crip side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S, C, and double O, P, D, go, double G. I can't fake it, just break it, and when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, now get live.
So
don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pistol, the diesel, and the shizzle. G's to the biz act, now ladies, here we kiss her.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a bad boy with a lot of hoes. Drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough. I'm a real boss, Big Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines. If you play me close, you want a red beam. Oh, you got a gun, so you wanna pop back? AK-47, now, nigga, stop that. Cement shoes, now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you on the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to twist you. Pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you. Then dance to this motherfucking music we crept to. Subscribe, nigga, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get loose.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
Where do we begin? Where do we begin with this? It's just the weirdest, coolest. First of all, shout out to my friend Johnny M, who anytime anybody uses the word drop it or drop the low level on that or I drop my keys, he goes into this. He can't help it. Adam and I were just marveling at all the sounds in this. He mentioned about that. And completely
tongue clicks. He's doing it with tongue clips.
It's crazy.
He's got a beat happening with tongue clicks. That's insane.
And they're melodic tongue clips. He's doing like a little melody in there, like he was doing with that instrument we couldn't figure out what it was in the other song. And then the keep dun, 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 that when I first heard this song years ago, I was listening to it, and then when that came in, I can never. It makes me laugh every time. It reminds me of like a theme song from a 1970s. Cop show, McLeod. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, here yeah, the keyboard when it comes in.
Bum, bum, bum. And then there's what is that? The thing that you were like, what is that? I think it's someone's voice, but
yeah, I think you're probably right. End.
It's just so cool. I mean, again, a song that keeps your interest, a rhythm, a beat, a backbeat, along with other instruments that keep your interest. Without what Snoop's doing there, which is really great what he's doing there. I always love that kind of, and you mentioned the spatial quality. Snoop Dogg was a very interesting cat in which he changed the rap in this idea of this in-your-face, pump it out, get as many syllables as possible kind of rapping to this laid-back, kind of just let the beat flow along like a reed on a raging river. And Snoop always finds a place in there. And that is a great example of that. But again, I say, that thing would have been fantastic even without him on top of it.
Yeah, it's just an amazing track, though. It's like, who makes a track with tongue clicks? But he keeps doing it. And again, it's a mass. It's the perfect setting for Snoop Dogg.
That's his biggest hit, I think. I think that was his biggest hit.
I think it might be his biggest hit, actually. But I mean, like, this is the kind of thing they're doing. The next one I want to play you is also a huge hit for someone you would never expect. And he does it with, it's like a drum machine. That might be the only thing on the song. No, there's a guitar in the chorus playing a little riff. Oh, you know, and later there's a brass band. But essentially, he recasts Gwen Stefani from No Doubt as an insane 30-plus-year-old cheerleader. And then they proceed to make an incredible pop song out of it. You know, and it is like the earworm that sticks in your head all day, this song. You know, I'm sure some people hate this song. But it's an incredible creation on his part. It's not what anyone expected, and it established her in the modern pop world at a moment when, you know, she was a part of its past. In her mid-30s, she becomes a hip-hop pop star. After having been in this kind of grunge band and a pop band, but like he creates the setting for her to do this thing, which is basically, you know, this bizarre cheerleader cheer, but it works. I don't know if people know this, like one after another, these are songs that are so completely different from one another, but he's creating these settings for performers to perform and to perform at their very best, to like to give what to do what they want to do on a massive stage. And he creates these settings for them that are all very different soundscapes.
Just like what Nile Rodgers did for Bowie.
Yes, Nile Rodgers coming from Chic, suddenly doing Let's Dance with Bowie. But even that, the Let's Dance sounds closer to a Chic song.
It does, but that's a case where Bowie was becoming a relic of the 60s and 70s.
Yes, he brings him.
He brings him absolutely back and gives him that foundation. Then, of course, he uses the same band and the same styles to really make Madonna. Because I mentioned earlier about Jelly Bean Benitez and Madonna on that first record, and she had a couple of hits about Borderline and Lucky Star. But she blows up with like a Virgin, and that's Nile Rodgers just kicking it and adding so much to it. And he starts that with Let's Dance, which just the drum beat in that, the big keyboards. Bowie becomes a superstar, and it solidifies his legend. His legend would have been okay, and it would have been more than okay in the 60s and 70s. But after he went through the whole Berlin period and sort of became like this underground pop star, in a sense, this influence of all these bands from the 80s, I think that's a great point about Gwen Stefani, because he takes her out of the 90s and early aughts. Or what year was this? This is in the teens. This is not that long ago. This
which
record.
Song? The one we're about to play?
Yeah,
All About Girls was 2004, same year as
okay,
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Okay, good. Okay,
this is like the guy, what the thing's guy's doing. But this song sounds nothing like I Just Want to Love You, the Jay-Z song from only 4 years earlier. In 2000, he's doing I Just Want to Love You with Jay-Z. In 2002, he's got Grindin' and Hot in Here by Nelly. 2003, he's got the Justin Timberlake and the Khalees. 2004, he does Drop It Like It's Hot. He does, and he does this song. I mean, it's like these are massive hits. He's getting 2 to 4 of them a year.
He's like a Svengali.
And I'm not. These are just some ones I had in my computer. I don't have. I'm not getting all of the ones he's done. He's probably right. done, you know, 40 songs, 50 songs a year.
And it's a shame he's known for that song, the happy song, because I'm not a fan of that song either. I've played it a billion times, and we've all heard it, and it drives us nuts.
I love that song. I just think we've heard it a lot. Yeah, but I think it's a brilliant soul pop creation by him. Right. Like everything he does, it's fantastic. No, you know, you hear it so much, you might get really tired of it, but that doesn't make it a bad song. That just makes it a little too good of a song in a way, you know, like, it's not his fault that radio can't stop playing it.
Right, but these songs, I think, are much more, and maybe it's just me, I was never a big fan of that song, it just kept coming, like you said, it just kept coming and coming, but these songs, and so, you know, I haven't heard Drop It Like It's Hot probably in about 12 years, 14 years, I mean, except for, you know, when Johnny's...
And you don't think about it.
No, you don't.
Because you're busy listening to Snoop Dogg, which is what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
And, you know, and
great point. That's what he does, too. Yes. That's an excellent point. He doesn't overcome the artist. He gives them that spatial... Like you said, he gives them the full foundation, the whole thing for them to go on.
Yeah.
But you could appreciate this stuff when you listen to it back to back to back to back. It's like we said, when you binge watch a TV show, you start to notice the greatness of the actors, the wonderful arcs of the writing. Here, listening to these songs back to back to back to back, Pharrell's ability to not only allow the artist to shine, but to find the artist and say, I'm not going to slather on Pharrell. I'm going to find out how I can fit into what you're doing.
I mean, these are songs, except with the possible exception of Grindin', that everybody's heard 1,000 times because they were such big hits and they were played so much. And you never think about what's going on behind them. You know, it's only because we're doing them in this kind of a podcast where we're actually focusing on talking about that and hearing them one after the other that you're seeing some of the range of what he's doing, but also the originality of what he's doing. But I'm impressed over and over again by the sparseness of what he's doing. How he leaves so much space for the singer to be the focus of the song while making a setting that is so outrageous and great, and it serves the song over and over again. And this one does too. Check this out. It's just a drum machine. I think there's a guitar in the chorus picking a riff, and then... Yeah, I think a brass band comes in later on or something. But it starts off, once again, it's just perfect and sparse, really sparse.
Right.
That's the word that keeps coming back to me. This is Gwen Stefani.
Uh-huh, this my shit. All the girls stomp your feet like this. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause it ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler back, girl. A few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause it ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler back, girl. Talking shit, and you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the pack, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom poms down, getting everybody fired up. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause it ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler back, girl. A few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. At the bleachers, no principals, no student teachers. Both of us wanna be the winner, but there can only be one. So I'm gonna fight, gonna give it my all, gonna make you fall, gonna suck it to you. That's right, I'm the last one standing, another one bites the dust. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen.
right, I think it's about time to wrap today's up. We want to finish off with at least one song by the Neptunes themselves. This is in their NERD version of themselves. Nobody ever really dies. This is the record, apparently, I don't know whether it's true or not. They recorded the whole album like as a sample thing, I guess, and then they decided it was shit and went back in and recorded it all with a live band. They used that band, Spy Mob. And they, I don't know why I'm pointing over there. There's nothing over there except for a pillar.
I didn't even notice it.
They did it with that band, Spy Mob, and they did it I guess they did it with all real instruments, live band. This is the first single and the first song off the record. I've always loved this song. It's just such a funky little rock song called Lap Dance. But thanks for spending the day talking about the Neptunes with us.
Yeah.
And we will be back next week with
more
some
fun.
Other shit. I don't know.
There'll be more fun. Tons of fun. That's Adam right there.
That is James over there.
And there's nobody over there.
This has been Off the Water Sunshine. We'll close you out with Lap Dance from NERD's first album, which is called In Search Of, if I remember correctly. Yeah, this is NERD. No One Ever Really Dies. 2002, Lap Dance.
Peace.
Peace out.
Tattoos, that's all me. Two blondes, both arms feeling like Fonzie. You can find me drunk, whipping in my crash. Or find me chilling with crackers you like thrash. Find me in court, smoking that nice grass. Burning the flag, all in the name of white trash. It's Harley, baby. Christ on the arm, I'm gnarly, baby. Fuck with me, not Harley, baby. And you know the flow, I'm garly, baby. So let's party, baby. Chicks nickname me pilot, they get high off my dick. I take them to my home, they call it the cockpit. Time for takeoff, they panties, they drop quick. Now that's first class fucking, ain't that some fly shit?
Baby, you want me?